Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Liverpool beating Watford. Jurgen Klopp said his Liverpool team gave him 500 million grey hairs with that nervy victory over Watford. That was his quote last night. But he also said he thought Emre Can's goal was pretty good as well. Let's talk with John Dern about it. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
It was some goal, wasn't it?
Ah, fantastic goal. It woke me up. I spilled Ribena all over me because I was just slumped in the chair, miserable as hell, bored out of my mind. And it just come out the blue. It just, the way it happened, and I jumped up forgetting I had Ribena and had hot Ribena all over me. It was, it wasn't nice, but I enjoyed it.
Does that take it for you? Is that Liverpool's goal of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact it needed something like that. Let's be honest, Steve, we were no great shakes. It was, again, what was on stake and what had gone on before the Manchester clubs not overtaking us. I think that was the inspiration. That should have been just, we should have went out there and put on a performance, and it wasn't. And sometimes, I don't know what it is, you know, you don't mean to go out and play like that, but it was too slow, too many touches, and something like that just inspires the team. And yeah, sometimes you got to grind it out, and that's what happened. Actually, it was one of them ones where we had to grind out, and he showed resilience near the end.
How hard was the technique of Chan's goal? He's 5'9" off the floor where he's hit the ball, hit it at 40 miles an hour, 15 yards out. Was it the perfect scissor kick?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, they're one in a million attempts. I think you might try them in training and you come off. Some are technically gifted to do that. But let's be honest, it was his time and it was a great technique, great goal. And do you know what? Little things like that just might inspire him to think, hang on, can I go another level here for Liverpool? Because I watched him in the second half and I've seen Can do something I've never seen him do before. And that was sprint 40 yards, full out, just to run back and try and catch someone. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic or funny way. I just went, you know what? Something like that just might inspire this guy to think, hang on, I've got to perform here. And you know, maybe I can be in this team week in, week out next year. Because if he hadn't done that, I think his place is under threat for next year.
Really? You think he's that much of a, he's got that much of a question mark next to him?
Yeah, he hasn't been pulling up trees. Let's be honest. I think when he's come on, he stepped to the plate a few times when Henderson's not been in the team, and he's been that sole one in the middle. That responsibility, and it just might, that's what he might need. But when Henderson's in the team, he hasn't got that. So it's down to him. And something like that just might inspire this guy to say, hang on, I need to kick on here and I can have a really good future at Liverpool and really be a good player for them. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, I think Chan's agent might be bringing up that goal when he continues the negotiations over a brand new contract for his player. You mentioned there wasn't that much in the game. It was a relatively awkward game to watch. Liverpool dominated possession, but as they do against teams that decide to defend in numbers, they struggled sometimes, Liverpool, didn't they, to come up with the ideas to break them down?
Yeah, and you know that's going to happen. You know they're going to have them banks of four in front of you. But the problem I had to say, it's the tempo of the game. It was too slow, too many touches. When you need to break teams like that and work them, because it's you don't know how hard it is when people have got the ball and you're chasing it. I mean, footballers will know this. When people have got the ball and they're making you chase, it's hard work. And if you pass the ball quicker, have less touches, it's even harder. And that's the only thing that was lacking. And I think, you know, he needs to have that in his team to break teams down, because I know it's going to be hard, but it's just about the tempo. And do you know what the save? I think the saving grace was last night, Coutinho going off. Because after 7 minutes, Liverpool weren't pulling up trees. You could tell, I went, oh my God, they started slow. And you could tell what kind of game it was going to be. But when Lallana come on, straight away, the tempo was quicker and he was excellent. And he gave us that little bit of guile where, and the shot he was unlucky with, he just gave us that impetus where we were a bit quicker. And it was maybe a blessing in disguise, Coutinho going off.
That dead leg he suffered, that's something he should get over relatively quickly, Derns?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell. I mean, once it was slowed up, you could tell it was a dead leg. He'll be as right as rain for the weekend. He'll be a bit sore for 2-3 days, but Once he starts bending it today and tomorrow and he gets ice on it and he starts jogging, they're horrible. I don't know if you've ever had one. They go right to your stomach. But he led to go really quick after 3-4 days.
Yeah, his leg seemed to seize up, didn't it? And, of course, it was strapped quite heavily come half-time. Now, two sides of Lucas we saw. We saw the incredible assist that he gave for Emre Can's goal. And then we saw one of the claims for dive of the season, which was a shocker by him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just quickly go on to Lucas in a minute, but it just goes back what happened the weekend, Steve, about these penalties that were given and the dives. I was that infuriated that he had Stu Pearce and Steve McLaren on Sky, and they asked him about the dive, and he never had the bottle to say it as it was. I was absolutely fuming. So I fired an email off to Sky Sports. I really did. I tell them, I said, you've got punches on there. I said, you were afraid to say it as it is. It was cheating, blatant cheating, and something should be done about it. Danny Murphy expressed his feelings about it really good. But these are like Stu Pearce, professional, ex-professional, England caps, England manager, and wouldn't have the bottle to say it as it is. They were like sitting on the fence. So I was that infuriated. You don't need it in the game, Steve. And if one of my teammates does it, someone has to have a word with Lucas, because I don't like to see that. It's just cheating. Do you know? It's just cheating, and I don't like it. You win a penalty, you win a penalty, you stay on your feet. And we've had two sides of the coin where Coutinho should have went down, but he wanted to finish. Mm. You know, so, but this cheating in the game, Steve, I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is, and something has to be done about it.
There's been a few cases of it this weekend, hasn't there? And actually, most of them, you can clearly see players are trying to feign the injury. There was one with Harry Kane that I thought that actually was a penalty. But I think there's a few others. There was one in the Manchester United game, wasn't it? Was it Rashford? That was a dive all over.
Disgusting.
It's far more commonplace than it ever was.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's just, I can hold my hand on my heart 100%. I never went down if I got touched. It was like, I was in the box. If I had a chance, I wanted to score a goal. Even if they tried to put, you know, they did trip you. If he still had a chance to try and put it in the net. Unless you're blatantly fouled, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You go down. But this day and age, it makes the old school players absolutely, it makes me cringe, it really does. Don't you realise how many cameras are watching the game? And it just makes them look absolutely pathetic. And all it is, Stephen, let's be honest, it's cheating. They're trying to win a penalty for the and I can't have it. I really can't have it.
Steve Hoddersall's Kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.